This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. I know that our listenership is probably the highest it's ever been at this very moment. People all over the United States are tuning in to, not Wayne Root, I mean to everyone. Rush Limbaugh, Wayne Root, Michael Savage, Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, you name it. Trying to get some sense of what to do. And I think the only one is in the real world out of that whole group. I mean, I love all of them. They're all fantastic guys, but they make and have made tens of millions a year for years and years and years. Everybody on the list I just named has made tens of millions of dollars. I'm just an upper middle class guy who's got a small national radio show and a small national TV show and a small nationally syndicated newspaper column, and I feel the pain like no other radio host in America. I know what you're going through. It's impossible for someone who makes, you know, $50 million a year, $20 million a year, to know what the hell's going on in the real world. And none of those guys answer or read emails from their own fans. I do, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I get hundreds and hundreds of emails and do every single day of my life and have for 4 years now since I've been on the radio, and feel like I'm nothing without all of you. You make me who I am, and I am just so upset at what's happened to my dear Las Vegas. And of course, it's happening everywhere in the country. Vegas is just a microcosm of what's happening everywhere. If it happens in Vegas, it happens everywhere. They've destroyed the entire Vegas. There had to be another way to handle this. This is insanity. I've never said it's a hoax, ever. It's real. It's a bad flu. And a few people will die who normally seemed healthy on the outside. I don't know why they're dying. It's inexplicable. A few people. But almost everyone who dies is very old. And many of you listen to me are old and say, Wayne, don't be careless about reckless about us dying either. I don't want you to die. I don't want anybody to die. I don't want 70-year-olds to die. I don't want 80-year-olds to die. I don't want 90-year-olds to die. I saw a 103-year-old woman who recovered from this. A 103-year-old woman in China recovered from this, and an elderly couple recovered from it and said it was just mild. They were on the cruise ship. Did we need to kill the entire American economy for this? To protect ourselves from a bad flu? Someone's got to be asking that question. It's terrible, baby. There'll be many people dead. I've never questioned whether this was real or not. It's real. I question where it comes from. I question whether this was purposeful. I question whether China used this as a weapon. I question whether it came from a biowarfare lab, but I have no answers. I don't know that to be true. They could be just incompetent communists, and it got out. And it hurt their economy badly as well. But just never forget what China is, a country of 1.5 billion people. I think I'm even underselling it. I think it's a little bit more than that. Might be 1.6 billion. And they don't care if they lose 10 million or 100 million. It doesn't change anything. They don't care. But if they could send that bug towards us, and they could put themselves out of business for 6 months, and then they just come back like little busy worker bees, they're all back in their factories again, risking their lives again, even though the bug is probably still out there, but they don't really care if a lot of people die, because they've got so many mouths to feed. 1.6 billion, it's not the same. We care about every person in the United States. And yes, Republicans and Democrats together care about every single soul. I care about every one of you that listens. So, phones haven't stopped ringing all day today. There's one of my favorite guests calling in, Kip Erich. Doesn't he know I'm on the air right now? I'll get you the break, Kip, if you're listening. It's impossible to believe that this was the way it had to be handled. It's impossible. First of all, one of the things that's causing panic is the stock market crash. And you have got to either close the market or, much better idea than that, ban short selling. Okay? Ban people from trying to make money on misery. And I know the people are going to scream, libertarians, oh my God, Wayne Root's gone to the devil. Wayne Root's not a capitalist anymore. Of course I'm a capitalist. But anybody could see, under normal circumstances, you have a right to buy and you have a right to short sell. I get that. It's always been the way of the stock market. But this isn't normal. You've got to ban short selling. Because there are people out to destroy this country and destroy this economy, and they've done it. I got the message loud and clear all weekend from my fans in Las Vegas who have lost their jobs. See, there's two kinds of people in America, separate from rich. We know rich will always be okay. But Vegas is filled with, just like every other city, lots of people on welfare, lots of people on food stamps, lots of people that don't work for a living. And then lots of people have worked their whole lives and have great pride and would never, ever, ever accept welfare or food stamps. Or they've never been on unemployment in their lives. They're worker bees. They just work themselves to death. Now they're 50 years old. They've worked their whole lives. And what do they get for it? Every casino in this town has laid them off. Everybody's out of work. Every casino's closed or going to be closed. Every restaurant. Every nightclub. Every gym. Every small business. They're all going to be closed. People are out of work. They don't know what to do. Nobody's got savings in this country. We all know. I've seen all the stats long before this happened. The average American, I think only 40% of Americans have $500 in the bank. The other 60 don't even have 500. And the 40 that have 500, some of them might have 5,000, 5,000 or 10,000. Maybe a few have 20,000, and then they have their houses, and that's it. And now they're out of work. They got nothing. Husbands and wives both working, never thinking it could ever be a big problem. You know, a few people sent me texts or emails over the weekend that said, listen, I make like $8,000 a month in Vegas as an independent contractor. My wife makes $10,000 a month as a waitress, and she's an independent contractor. We don't qualify for unemployment. Together, we made $18,000 a month. Whoever thought it could end for both of us on the same day? And you can't collect unemployment if you're an independent contractor. We are destroyed, Wayne. We don't know how we're buying the food that doesn't exist in the supermarkets anymore. If it was there, we couldn't buy it. We don't know what we're going to do. We have no idea how we're going to pay our mortgage, how we're going to pay our rent, how we're going to pay for anything. This is the most incredible disaster in America's history because what has happened here, and I'm hesitating to say it. I won't say it because I'm not going to get in trouble. I'm not going to say someone orchestrated this, whether it's China or otherwise. I'm not going to say that. I don't know if it was a mistake or on purpose. But somehow it is the dream of leftists. Because how does this affect a poor person? They were poor before. They were on welfare before. Now they're scared. They're going to get sick. But they got free health care, Obamacare. They have a welfare check every month. It hasn't changed. Government's always going to give you your check. But what this has done is the unimaginable, the unfathomable. All the working class and middle class and small business owners, many of whom like me are, you know, pretty good, not just good people, but pretty big earners. They're not billionaires. They're not Warren Buffett. They're not Mark Cuban. They're not Donald Trump. They're not Michael Bloomberg. But you show me a restaurant owner, I'll show you someone who makes $250,000 to $500,000 a year. Some of them $1 million a year. But all of them are out. They're done. You think those restaurants are going to open up again in 4 months? This is the globalist dream to destroy America. This is the liberal dream to destroy all the people that vote Republican, that own all the small businesses, that make all the donations. To enslave the little worker bees and enslave all the small business owners who are so independent-minded and make them wards of the state now? I don't know that it was done purposely. I don't know. I don't know whether the bug was a mistake by the Chinese government or purposeful escaping from a escaping by mistake or purposefully coming out of a biowarfare lab or whether it really did come from one of those one of those food for sale booths in China, almost like a food court where they sell live animals in a market where they sell live animals, a live animal market, I guess they call it. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know how purposeful or not it was. But I know that the media took advantage of it. I know the media got everyone hysterical. I know there is no food. There are no guns. There is no ammunition. There's nothing left in Vegas. I know my fiance went out today and she said, Wayne, there is no food. There's no eggs. There's no food. There's no nothing. I can't imagine it's different in other cities, but I can only speak for where I live. If you waited a day too long, there's nothing. Thank God we went shopping Saturday. There was a lot of stuff still left. A lot of stuff gone, but a lot of stuff left. A lot of essentials at Costco were there. A lot of essentials at Sprouts were there. A lot of essentials at PetSmart were there. a lot less than usual, but they were there, and we got them. And then when she went out today to get more stuff, nothing. Picked clean. I know there were bank runs in New York over the weekend and the Hamptons over the weekend. The rich were running on banks. And I know that in Vegas over the weekend, I got many texts from fans saying, Wayne, the ATMs are out of money. I can't even get $20. So I assumed there'd be a bank run this morning. And I'm just like you, you know? I mean, we were shopping the whole weekend just in case, and then shopping again today. And I got up early and was waiting at the bank for the doors to open this morning. I thought there'd be a bank run. Thank God I was the only one there. All you ever get from me is honesty. I was at the bank because I thought there'd be a bank run, and I didn't want to be left out. And I was the only one there, thank God. But that's going to change very fast. Because, again, I wasn't in Vegas. I don't even want to tell you where I am. It's security-wise, none of your business where I am. But I'm in a very upscale neighborhood of Vegas, and the bank is in a very upscale area where everybody is like 50 years old and older. A very beautiful suburban area, very upper middle class, and very much older. So there were no bank runs. But when I read over the weekend from casino employees that there were bank runs at ATMs all over Vegas in the town near the casinos, and they didn't even have $20, I'm sure there were bank runs today. This is a disaster of epic proportions. I said it last week. I saw it coming. I saw it coming because of the hysteria. Not because it should have been. This should not be. This should not have happened, except the media made us hysterical over a bad flu. And yes, some people will die. It's not a hoax. It's real. Just keep quoting me, Right Wing Watch. Never said anything other than the fact that there will be people that will suffer. Maybe I'll be one of them. But you can't live your life hiding in a house from now to August. I'm sorry. I disagree with all the doctors. I disagree with the scientists. I disagree with all of them. I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep doing what I do. And I think the message should have been every older person that's at risk and every sick person that's at risk, stay inside for 2 months. And we'll take care of you. We'll carry the load. And the rest of us have to go out and live our lives. So that every business in America and in Vegas did not go out of business. This was mishandled.
Well, now I've written a book about the amazing blessings of my life and how, through miracles, I'm still alive. I'm a 40-year radio host who thought he'd reached the height of his career until tragedy struck. After a severe bout with the flu, I died twice, was revived, and spent 6 days in a coma and started the journey toward a full heart transplant. The book is called My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey and is available at Amazon.com in paperback and Kindle form. The story takes you through how I got the heart disease, the people that helped me along the way, some crazy stories, and the real life story of the miracles of science as I received the perfect heart match from my donor. I'm now in training for the 2020 transplant games in New Jersey. Grab your copy of My Rock and Roll Heart Transplant Journey today at Amazon.com. Thanks, and may your life be filled with all the love and miracles that mine has.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Perhaps you've heard of the coronavirus pandemic sweeping the world. Alkaline structured silver, formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen, has proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. With the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide themselves a barrier of protection. I've personally been using my Dr. Suggest products now for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking, and no more brain fog in the morning. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests each day to my listeners. With the growing threat of coronavirus reaching close to our homes, now is the time to take action to protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Allyn Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call 866-660-9868. That's toll free. 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggest.com/Root and type in the promo code Root for 20% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Very, very rough, rough weekend, as it became very clear to me. Very clear to me that the world as we know it has changed radically, and I can't go by the whole country. I can only go by Las Vegas. That's all I can go by. It's all over for Vegas. Am I saying it's never coming back? No, of course not. I'm the ultimate positive thinker. And it'll be itself again one day, maybe by the end of this year. Maybe sooner, I think. Maybe by September. It'll be itself. But the people won't recover. Come on, they can't live on 4 to 6 months of no money, no salary, no mortgage payments. What are they going to do? What's the average middle-class, working-class person going to do? I don't know. And as far as others, I think a lot more people will become homeless. I think there'll be rioting in the streets. I think there'll be anarchy. I think there will be holdups of people standing in line at a Costco or at a bank or at an ATM machine. I think the violence is going to rapidly disintegrate our society. There's going to be problems the likes of which you have no idea, which is why conservatives always talked about God and gold and guns and being a prepper, right? And people laughed at us. People laughed at my advertisers. The people advertise on my show are all the ones that if you had listened to them, you'd be feeling pretty good right now. But I never criticize someone for not doing what they could have done, because I get it. You know, you can only look towards the future. You can't look back and say, hey, you know, that was stupid, because you didn't know. But we were right. We were right. You got to have a lot of gold. You have a lot. Got to have a lot of guns, a lot of ammo. You got to have a lot of survival type products. You got to have a lot of food in the house. And you know, when you hear Trump talk today, and I'm very upset at Trump. First time I've ever been upset at Trump. to let it come out of his mouth. This could go on until July or August. Why don't you use the word, my doctors say, worst case scenario is, it could go on to July or August, but it could also be over in 3 weeks. But certainly 2 months. Why didn't you say it that way, President Trump? I realize you're under massive stress. I realize your entire legacy has been threatened by this. It's amazing what they've done to you, how they've taken the legs out from under you. But there's two groups of people I just never, ever, ever try and listen to in a big way. Not that they're not right sometimes, but generally they're wrong. Lawyers and doctors. Because they always give you the worst case, most negative, worst case scenario, especially lawyers. But same thing holds true with a lot of doctors. They see things in a negative way, and they don't want to get sued by the lawyers. So you've got to say, in other words, any doctor who's the most important doctor in America, who goes out on a limb and says, this will be over in 3 weeks, and then it lasts to July or August, that's it. Your career's over. You're a fool. You're destroyed. But if you say it might last to July or August, then it ends in 3 weeks, you go, see, I'm glad the worst case scenario didn't happen. Or better yet, see, it was because of my comment that everybody went in their house and sheltered and quarantined and didn't come out, and that's why it ended in 3 weeks. It's me. I saved you, so you have nothing to lose by giving the worst case scenario. And everything to lose by denying what the other experts are saying. Everything to lose. You're a crackpot if you say we'll be out of here, out of this in a month, if you're a doctor. But in the meantime, I don't know if there was a better way to do this or not. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But I don't see how you could say it was justified to destroy the entire American economy. That's what you've done. You don't understand how bad it is. You have no idea. I got a text from one of my listeners, Susie, yesterday. Wayne, it's so bad. I can't even get $20 at an ATM in Vegas. Wayne, I just got laid off. Wayne, it's a nightmare. Or actually, that, it was about the ATM yesterday. Then this morning, she sent me a text and saying, it just got worse. I got laid off. There are 45 employees, and I don't want to say what they do. I don't want to be too personal here so people can understand who it is. I don't want to do that. But just let's just say they're a company that deals with MGM. And because MGM has closed all their casinos, they're out of business. So the boss laid off 45 employees this morning, and he had terrible tears in his eyes. He was crying. He didn't know how to handle it. And he had let 45 people go. She was one of them. She said, I'm going straight to the unemployment office for the first time in my life after working 25 straight years and never taking a dime from government. And then she texted me an hour later and said, my boss just tried to commit suicide. And my boss is in the hospital in critical condition. Please pray for him. She gave me his name. She told me about his wife and his kids, and I'm praying for him. He had a major company with 45 employees that was a major supplier of MGM, and he tried to commit suicide after laying off 45 employees this morning. If that doesn't make this real, I don't know who you are. If you don't get a tear in your eye, I don't know who you are, but I know who I am. And this is what's going to happen all across America, and it's going to multiply, and it's going to boomerang, because small businessmen like me don't take welfare. We don't take food stamps. We don't take unemployment. And we never in our lives ever not worked, never accepted a dime from government. And you're going to turn us into welfare addicts? Oh, there's going to be a lot of people that are very sick and mentally distraught, and it's not good.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump and the administration's coronavirus task force have announced new recommended guidelines for Americans as the nation continues to respond to the spreading outbreak. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
He wants Americans to engage in homeschooling for their kids wherever possible. Avoid gathering in groups of more than 10 people. Do not eat out at restaurants and avoid discretionary travel. As for the stock market, which plunged again today, President Trump says,
there's a tremendous pent-up demand, both in terms of the stock market and in terms of the economy. And once this goes away, once it goes through and we're done with it, I think you're going to see a tremendous surge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced that Canada is shutting down its border to non-citizens as well. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
I disagree so strongly with the way this was handled. I disagree so strongly with President Trump's press conference today. Nothing's going to change. Don't quote me that Wayne Root's now against President Trump. Not true. Not true. I could be the biggest supporter in the world of President Trump, and I always will be, but disagree with him for one thing. I think he's been around a bunch of negative ninnies. I think he's around a bunch of doctors who are scared of their own shadow, and they have convinced him that the world is ending and the sky is falling, and you have got to tell everybody this, otherwise you will be destroyed. This is ridiculous. And what he said today is ridiculous. Yeah, we might be heading for recession. You don't say things like that as the president. And you don't say we could be in this till July or August. That's a worst case scenario. It's a ridiculous scenario. So what if we are? You don't tell people that. You cause the panic when you tell people that. You got to be strong. But see, he's getting hit from a thousand sides. They have kicked the crap out of the President of the United States. They've kicked him in the stomach. They kicked him in the balls. They knocked his teeth out. He got hit from so many sides that if you go out and you talk like Wayne Root and you say, oh, people should go in the house, but everybody else should go out and live life, lots of people will get sick, lots of people will die, you will get blamed and you will be called a murderer. Because the media will do that. They wouldn't have done that to Barack Obama. They wouldn't do it to Joe Biden. They wouldn't do it to Bill Clinton. They wouldn't do it to Hillary Clinton. They'll do it to you. So he really had no choice. I get it. I get it. You got to shut down America because you're afraid if you get one person dead, you're a murderer. I get it. But this is the end of capitalism. You've made everyone a welfare addict in the whole damn country. This could have been avoided. I'm sorry. Let me mention the sponsor, and then we'll get to my guest. The sponsor of this show is Real Water. By the way, there's a few companies that are doing really well and kicking ass. One of them is Amazon. They're hiring 100,000 new employees. I guess it's where every Vegas casino worker is going to have to go get a job now. But Real Water is another one of the ones, because everybody wants water, number one, bottled water. Number two, they all want alkaline water, because alkaline water is the opposite of virus, right? Virus thrives in acidic bodies. So if you want to make your body more alkaline, some people think, well, drink alkaline water. I know I think it. I drink it all day long. I didn't need this event for that. I've been drinking it all day long for 4 years now. He's been supplying the water for my show for 4 years. I always drink nothing but Real Water all day long. And Brent and Amy, the owners of Real Water, wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. And when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section. This is at Amazon or Amazon Prime. And just put in 10 WAR. That's the number 10 and no space. And then W-A-R, all caps, my initials, way down the route, WAR, all caps, 10 WAR. And you will receive a 10% discount, and that will be conveniently delivered right to your door. Doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting Real Water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door. Real Water, thank you for taking care of my clients. Thank you for taking care of Wayne Root. Thank you for taking care of Andrew Paul. Thank you for delivering the water to our door and making sure our families are well nourished with Real Water. We love it. I've got my guest here, Kathy Barnett, a conservative African-American author of Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America, a political commentator regularly featured on Fox and Friends. We're glad to have her on the show. Kathy Barnett, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me on.
Well, first of all, I want to mention I like that voice because you sound very positive. You have a very high-energy, positive voice. That's always a great thing.
Very positive.
But so am I, and I got to tell you, I think Trump screwed up today. I think Trump's press conference was a disaster. You don't ever say we might be entering a recession, and you definitely don't ever say this could last till August. I think he, I don't know if you were listening to me during the, well, you were waiting during the break here. He must be getting beat up by everyone. They're kicking him in the stomach, and they're just beating the crap out of him and telling him to be solemn on TV. And I just don't agree. He's got to be positive and give us hope and tell us this thing could be over in 3 weeks if we all stay inside, and maybe it'll be 2 months, and then we'll get back to life. You don't tell people it won't be over till August. I disagree.
I mean, you know, but just consider what the president has had to endure every single day for the past 3+ years. And today, when early, you know, he had a press conference earlier in the day before this last one. And when he walked off at stage and went to the back, I said to myself, he looks worn out.
Absolutely.
He looks beat down. I mean, right. Sure, he has a slump. I mean, the man comes out, gives a brilliant State of the Union, well, not State of the Union, but Oval Office address to the nation. It was wonderful. It was uplifting. It was positive.
Kathy, by the way, you said the wrong thing, but you were right. In other words, the most brilliant thing I've ever heard in my life was the State of the Union. That was the greatest speech I've ever heard in my life.
The State of the Union was wonderful. The State of the Union was uplifting. It was hopeful. The future is bright. And all along, it's very hard. And at a time when we should have the best information available, at a time when everyone should take such care and concern to extract all political biases. It's the complete opposite. Whether you have Joe Biden, Sanders, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Warner, the list just goes on and on and on of everyone, making good use out of a crisis, right? Never let a crisis
go to waste.
And so that's exactly what it appears, not appears, but what they have actually done over the course of this particular pandemic, and it is so unfortunate because most Americans don't know, well, what is real, what isn't, because we're not stupid, and because I'm not suffering from an early onset case of dementia, I remember what we've had to endure for the past 3+ years, just running behind this man, every single opportunity, beating up the nation. You know, I remember when Bill Maher came out and said, let's pray for a recession. So it's very difficult for me now to stand at this point and see COVID-19. My family and I, we are heeding the medical advice. We're distancing ourselves. We're just hanging out, eating popcorn, playing games all day, reading books and watching good movies. However, it's very difficult to know what really is going on because whether it's the media or whether it is primarily the Democrat Party, they're just fanning the flames. And it's very difficult for most Americans to understand, well, what's really going on? And so there's a lot of uncertainty. And then for President Trump to come out and to say the things that he said, I can't even imagine the amount of pressure this man is under. Last week he gave a brilliant Oval Office speech to the nation, and only if you flip to CNN, the only thing they talked about was he sniffling? Did it look like he was about to cough? He can't do anything to appease this left. And so for the left, this is a gift because they don't have a real strategy to win November 3rd. So the only thing they can bank on is the economy failing. So to them, they're going to keep this going as long as possible.
Of course they are. And I think the problem here is Trump is out of his element. He's a CEO and a businessman. He's nothing about medicine or health care. And so this is like a fish out of water. They got him in a weird situation where he doesn't know anything. And he's looking at the guys you're supposed to know. And they're all negative, nitty worry warts who quote all kinds of government statistics that say this could be 1.7 million dead. Well, it could be in a worst case scenario. But why don't you give us the best case scenario? Maybe there'll be less dead than even the last flu epidemic, and we didn't shut off the nation's economy for the last flu epidemic.
H1N1. Remember H1N1?
Right.
A million people got infected. Over 1,000 people died before Obama even declared a national emergency. So how many more got infected afterwards? How many more died? We have no idea, and yet life continued on. I stood in a long line to make sure I get the vaccine back then. But other than that, life continued on, and now,
right.
And so that's what I'm saying. At a time when we should have the best available information, and everyone should have so much care and concern to extract biases of any kind, it's the complete opposite that is going on. The man comes out, he's surrounded in the Rose Garden on Friday by all of these brilliant business minds, and they're talking about their plans, and the only thing liberal media talked about for the entire weekend was, when is he going to get tested? Does he have the virus?
Right, because they wanted him to have it.
They wanted him to acknowledge anything that is positive.
Kathy, they wanted them to have it so badly, because, of course, the stock market would open up like 10,000 points down if the President of the United States had coronavirus. So they wanted it so badly. And I sat there, I sent out tweets saying, no, you don't want to know one way or the other. You don't want him to be tested because the President is supposed to be the strongest man in America. And if you can prove he's got coronavirus, you will knock the air out of the entire America and destroy the economy. And there'll be a massive drop and the guy will be on a sick bed and the economy will be spiraling out of control. There'll be nobody in charge. Nightmare scenario. Of course, that's what they want. They want something horrible to happen to our president. I'm sick. I never wanted something bad to happen to Obama. Never.
You know what? I mean, I did not like Obama at all.
No, I didn't either.
I know I'm black, but I am not a Democrat. I haven't been a Democrat for a very, very long time, a couple of decades now. And although I did not agree with essentially any of his policies, I never prayed for harm to come to him.
Correct.
Now, I prayed for him to hurry up and get out of office before he destroyed our nation, but I never prayed, but I never wished for anything like that, right? Because it's so morbid. It's so, like, it's so evil. And yet, you have these people on the left. It is really... so unfortunate that we find ourselves where we are right now. And even as I'm running for office, running for Congress in the 4th Congressional District of Pennsylvania, you know, it was one thing.
You're running right now for Congress? I didn't even know that. I had no idea.
Am.
Kathy, hold on a second. Stay on for another segment. Let's talk a little bit more about your book and talk about you running for United States Congress. I want to hear about all this. I didn't even know about the congressional run. So we'll make sure we bring it up as soon as we get back. Kathy Barnett, a conservative African-American author of a book called Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. And I agree with that sentiment. As a Jewish American, nothing to lose, everything to gain. Democrat Party has never done a single good thing for Jews, and not for blacks either. Nothing. Kathy Barnett, we'll be right back with her. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones, find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you the sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog, but skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries ears. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I'll tell you what I just said to one of my great friends, Dr. Mark Skousen, one of the most brilliant libertarian economists and professors in all of America, and he sent me an email and said, what is up with your boy Trump? That he told people August he just ruined the American economy. And I said to him, I'll read you my exact email, this is ridiculous, but it's not Trump's fault. He's being battered by negative media and hysterical worst-case scenario doctors. He's damned no matter what he does. The press will destroy him no matter what he does. If he says no big deal and 10,000 people die, he'll be branded a murderer and go down in history as the worst president ever and a murderer, even though Obama oversaw swine flu and 1,000 died before he ever declared a national emergency. And after that, millions got it and thousands died, and nobody ever said a word in the media. But if one 80-year-old woman dies anywhere in America, and Donald Trump tried to downplay this thing, he's a murderer. So they've told him, you've just got to shut the country down. And I just completely, completely, completely disagree. You can't let American business go under. The business of America is business. This is insane what you're doing. You're turning everyone in America into a welfare addict. But I'll tell you what, I've still got some great sponsors and advertisers. My doctor suggests is the perfect product at the perfect time. Because, you know, the coronavirus, some of you may have heard of it. They sell alkaline-structured silver products formulated by Dr. Gordon Pedersen, which have proven to be effective in combating viruses, yeast, and bad bacteria. And with the current global scare of coronavirus, people now more than ever are using the products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune systems and provide them a barrier of protection. No claims about coronavirus, but claims that it provides a barrier of protection and builds up your immune system and is good against viruses and tests. Not coronavirus, but viruses. And so it's structured silver, gel, liquid and lozenges. I use them all. I slather myself. I swallow them. I drink them. You name it. I do it in silver. I'm Wayne Silver Root. Hi-ho, Silver Root. Say Wayne Allen Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, toll-free, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com/root and type in the promo code ROOT. I just don't agree we should have shut the country down. I don't agree with President Trump's press conference today. I think he was way too negative. Way too negative. Must be depressed. Must be burned out. Kathy Burnett is back with us, a conservative African-American author. Her book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America, regularly featured on Fox and Friends. Kathy, welcome back to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Tell me about your run for United States Congress. Are you in a Republican primary or you've got the Republican nomination?
Yeah, I have the Republican nomination. I was endorsed overwhelmingly, the first black person to ever be endorsed for the Republican Party in Montgomery County, which is the second wealthiest county in the state of Pennsylvania out of 67 counties. It leans left, but most states do, most counties do in this nation. And yet, this particular, my incumbent, her nickname that she's given herself is MAD. So I call her MAD Madeline Dean. She's the incumbent. She sat on the Judiciary Committee that impeached the president. This is her first term as a state in Congress, although she spent maybe about 6 years at the state level.
Let me ask you something. Has the district been Republican in the past?
It was. And I have to remind people of that. You know, unfortunately, one of the things that I'm experiencing in the first chapter of my book, I talk about the three types of Republicans. All Republicans are not equal. And at the time, I labeled them as the cruisers, the Trumpers, and then the rhinos. And most of us are familiar with the rhinos because they comprise the majority of the Republican Party, and a vote for Hillary Clinton in 2016 would have been a vote for them because they get to keep the status quo. And I earnestly believe we have still a very large number of rhinos within the Republican Party. And once Donald Trump leaves in the next 4.5 years, they will gladly return back to doing things the way they've always done it, the good old boy system, and just keeping power among themselves.
And you know they'd be happy, Kathy. You know they'd be happy if Biden upsets Trump. They'll be happy because they could go back to being the minority party. But because they helped Biden by sitting on their hands, they'll figure out some way to get some government jobs and some government contracts, and they'll be happy.
They're on top. As long as they're on top of that little shrinking pie, they really don't care. And it's very true. I mean, even with my campaign now of recognizing that, although I was endorsed by the establishment, I am anything but a part of the establishment. This is my first time ever running for Congress, and sometimes I think running in politics. Sometimes I think I'm running against my own best interest. My book came out in February. It immediately went to number one, a new release on Amazon. Life is great, and I should be relaxing, and yet I feel so compelled that for such a time as this, it is now, instead of sitting and waiting for someone to swoop down and save us, we need to start getting involved in order to preserve our nation.
All right, Kathy Burnett, a conservative African-American author. Her book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. You can find her book at Amazon or any fine bookstore, Barnes & Noble, etc., etc. Yep, Barnes & Noble. And she's running for United States Congress. What is it, CD4, you said, in Pennsylvania?
Yep, Congressional District 4. Go to KathyBarnett4Congress.com.
KathyBarnettForCongress.com. All right, Kathy, we appreciate you coming on. We wish you well, and I hope you're a United States Congresswoman, Kathy Burnett, next time I speak to you. Thank you, darling. God bless. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. We'll be right back.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.